This is Steve Bertrand in the WGN Newsroom. Well, it is graduation time, or almost anyway. About 3 million students will graduate with bachelor's or associate's degree this May. Will they find a job? Andy Challenger is on a phone line. He's a vice president at Challenger Gray and Christmas. Andy, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So the numbers look good, right? Are the graduates at least should be optimistic?
Yeah, they're coming into a really hot, tight labor market. A new survey found that 43.6% of companies plan to increase hiring this year, and employers are planning to hire 4% more college graduates than they did in 2017. So the outlooks for these new graduates is very good.
So it's not just that the companies are hiring, they are specifically looking for graduates or more college graduates than they did, say, last year or the year before.
Yeah, absolutely. And particularly, these companies are focusing on trying to hire graduates with STEM backgrounds, science, technology, engineering, and math. People graduating with these technical degrees are in the highest demand, and it's where we're seeing the biggest labor shortages in the economy.
And I want to get to that, but before that, maybe it's the same question. I see that the number of bachelor degree hires will go up 15%. I'm impressed by the number for associate degrees. They say, according to that Michigan State study, that businesses will increase hiring associate degree holders by 40%. That's a big jump.
Yeah, it's particularly in this market, there's just such a shortage in a lot of different areas and across the country, particularly in metro areas. We're tending to see companies start to say that they're facing serious hiring challenges because there just aren't enough people with the skill sets that they need to fill jobs.
You know, you mentioned earlier STEM backgrounds. You didn't say degrees. I think degrees maybe is preferable, but even a background helps when it comes to this, right?
Yeah. We're just looking at one study from Deloitte that said they're expecting 3.5 million jobs to be created in manufacturing, the survey found that only 1.5 million of those jobs are going to be able to be filled. It's such a major shortage that companies are really scrambling to be able to keep up with the demand of their businesses.
I was reading that kids who go into STEM degrees or disciplines, I should say, are more often to switch than others. And that's just my thinking of my kids' friends. I know a lot of would-be chemical engineers who are now studying drama, maybe not quite that much. But the fact is, even taking those early classes will help you in the job market later.
Yeah, and having a background in the skills is valuable. But yeah, just like you said, 52% of those who initially declared as math majors when they started college ended up majoring in something else by the time they graduated. So,
you know why that is?
Why?
Because it's math.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard to earn those degrees.
That's crystal clear to me. The other thing that struck me from your report is the fact that soft skills still are important. You know, we stress STEM education so much that we tend to forget that a lot of going to college is about learning how to communicate, and that comes with value when it comes to the job market.
Absolutely. You know, companies are always going to be looking for candidates that have good written and oral communication skills, that can think critically, and they've got high EQ, right? Being able to work with teams and get along with their potential coworkers, those are skills that are always going to be in high demand.
Do you think that the students and parents and even hiring officials understand that, the value of all of that?
I think they do. I think companies recognize that that's one of the biggest value adds of hiring a candidate that's graduated with an associate's or a bachelor's degree, is they've kind of gone through the gauntlet. They've gained some of those soft skills with those extra years of schooling, and that's why there's a 2.2% unemployment rate for people with degrees compared to 4.9% amongst high school graduates.
All right, everyone wants to know about the cash. How's the money look?
Yeah, money's looking good. It's been on the rise for everybody, but particularly those with college degrees. We saw, interestingly, from the manufacturing sector, the highest starting salary for new graduates, and that was at $53,000 per year.
Andy Challenger from Challenger Gray and Christmas. Great to talk to you today. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.